Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 29th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a positive one for many of the indices we follow. Leading the way to the upside was crude oil, up over 3.25%, followed by the NASDAQ composite up over 3%. The only thing we saw in negative territory yesterday was barely the iShares U.S. core bond ETF down 4 basis points there. In many cases, when we come over and look at the charts this morning for those U.S. equity indexes, we see a continuation in the column of X's for the S&P 500 on its 20-point per box chart, moving above that 4,300 level. From here, would still take a move to 4,520 to bring it back to a buy signal, as well as flip that trend back to a positive. But we seem to hold support here at 4,180, which is a positive sign. Still have additional support at 4,160 as well as 4,120. For crude oil, continuous led the way to the upside yesterday, but ultimately it led it to form a double top here. A move above 106 would return it to a buy signal, have resistance here at 109 as well as at 116 on the chart. Coming on over to the indicators this morning, we did see a few of the 10-week indicators, which measure the percentage of stocks trading above their 50-day moving average, reversed back into a column of X's, this one being that for the NYSE, reversed up from 26 up to 34%. So some of a positive sign here that we're seeing stocks move back above their 50-day moving average as far as closing price trading data goes through yesterday. On asset class group scores, the one thing we did want to point out this morning is that we've seen this financial banks group fall down to a score of 1.94. And really, when we look at the score history of that, it was late 20 when we saw it still scoring above one right there in that October timeframe. And we're now back below that two score line, pardon me, scoring below two back in October of 2020. And we're now back below that 2-point score line. The last time we saw it below one was in March of 2020. So another level to keep on there. Doesn't mean that we're done with the downward movement out of banks, but is something to continue to keep a close eye on. And throughout the rest of the video, that's what we want to discuss. There's some of the bank names that we would keep an eye on, few that are testing key levels of support. And if you may have already trimmed in them, but we need to look and keep an eye on these three that we'll look to discuss next. And then we'll discuss three that truly just have broken down at this point, and we would look to address those. The first one being Bank of America. This is one that we need to keep an eye on. It's obviously broken down quite a bit. Recently broke a double bottom here to complete a bearish catapult, and just sits right above the bullish support line there. A move below 35 or even further down to 34 would take that move, that bullish support line out, drop Bank of America down to a 3 for 5-er, which is tough because we began the year with this particular stock as a 5 for 5-er. So at this point, keep an eye out there. That support at 35 and a move below 34 would take out that trend line. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Huntington Bank Shares, symbol HBAN. It's a 1 for 5 low attribute name, but is a pretty high yielder. So could potentially see this in client portfolios. It's given two consecutive sell signals, with the most recent being a double bottom here, which ultimately led to a trend reversal. We're seeing it test support here at 1350. If it holds, you could probably make a case to hold, especially if you're holding it for the yield. But overall, generally speaking, it's shown some technical weaknesses and is one we continue to monitor at this point. So a move below 13 would really change a lot of that and violate all near-term support at this point. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be SVB Financial Group, SIVB being the symbol there. It's still a 3 for 5-er at this point, but as with many banks right now, it's testing support. Still technically maintains a buy signal, unlike many bank names right now, but is testing support here at 504, move to 496, would take out this very near-term trend line. But we do have additional support there, 496 and 488. A move below 480 would really change that, and at this point, take out all near-term support as well. The next three, as we said, we will discuss, are going to be ones that we probably would look to address at this point in time. Signature Bank, SBNY, still technically a 3 for 5-er, but recently moved into a negative trend, Broker's triple bottom here at 260 has fallen down to 244 with yesterday's action, taking out that bullish support line there, and really doesn't have any near-term support close by at this moment in time. So at a minimum, if you haven't already trimmed, would look to trim, and depending on cost basis, possibly even look to step away, realizing that possible loss if you have one. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Wells Fargo Company, WFC. It's a 2-for-5er, fell to a 2-for-5er recently after breaking a spread triple bottom here as well as violating the bullish support line there at 45. Do have some support here at 44 as well as at 42. Generally speaking, though, we would probably look to go ahead and begin at least lightening up, if not looking to step away here, as you've seen four consecutive sell signals on the chart. You still do have support at 44 as well as at 42, but really you probably wouldn't want to look for 41 before really truly stepping away from Wells Fargo at this time. The last one we'll take a look at is going to be Zions Bancorp, symbol ZION. Still technically a 3-for-5er, but recently moved into a negative trend after it broke a double bottom here at 62, also fell below support there at 62, and really has taken out the near-term support that dates back to December and January of this year as it's moved down to 56. Still technically have some support there at 55 as well as at 53, but generally at this point, you've seen a pretty significant breakdown on the chart as well as a trend reversal. So at a minimum, we'll look to lighten up on this one as well. Again, all of this is depending on cost basis and obviously whether clients are really wanting to realize a loss at the moment and sell these shares, if anything, at a minimum. Like we said, we would look to probably trim just to play a risk management game, maybe not step away entirely if clients don't want to do so. But in some cases, you've seen pretty notable breakdowns. So at this point, we would look to be having conversations about potentially stepping away from some of these positions. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.